Hello everybody, Sean Thomas here once again, School Promotions Manager for Port Lincoln High School. In the next of our series of podcasts, I have the pleasure this afternoon of sitting with Mrs. Rowena Fox at the Education Office down on Mortlock Terrace. Now, Rowena's role is the Education Director for the Port Lincoln Partnership. So welcome, Rowena, and perhaps you could explain a little bit about this important role.
Hi, Sean. Lovely to be with the listeners today. My role as Education Director is to oversee all of the schools in Port Lincoln and also Central Air schools. Previously, I was a principal of a secondary school at John Peary Secondary, and prior to that, Allendale East Area School and Obie Flat. So I've been in education for a long time. This is a very satisfying job because I get to help teachers, principals, preschool directors and the community.
Now, we have a few topics to get through, beginning with the school improvement work that has been happening around the region, particularly in the interest of writing.
Yes, that's right, Sean. Port Lincoln High has been actively involved with the school improvement work that we've been doing as a department, and they've had a very strong focus on writing. So they've had Amy Kayser, who's one of the leaders, working with other leaders to really look at their teaching and learning cycle with a particular focus on writing. How can they really help kids become better writers? How can they know the structure of writing to a greater extent and really get the best results possible? And eventually that helps kids with achieving their SAIS and getting high grades. So that's the whole concept behind it. Next week, of course, they have a student-free day, where as a staff they'll really focus on their writing instruction so that they can support students better.
That leads into some other exciting programs that our school in particular has been starting, which you've had a fair bit to do with.
Yeah, just a couple of those programs, Sean. One is the Clontarf program, which is about mentoring for Aboriginal boys and supporting them with their studies, but through the lens of sports coaching and general mentoring support. So we're really excited. That's a program that has been brought in from Western Australia. It was an election promise, and we're really delighted that Port Lincoln, as well as Port Augusta and some other areas of the state, have received funding for that. And also the Workabout program, which is really about helping Aboriginal students with their current studies and leading into employment in the future. So Jolene Miller is our Workabout coordinator, and she's doing a fabulous job on work readiness, work experience and programs to support the aspirations and employment opportunities for our Aboriginal students.
And our parents would probably be interested in an update on the $15 million redevelopment that is proposed for Port Lincoln High School. Can you share a little bit about
that? Yes, I certainly can. There's been plans drawn up and feasibility work done on what those buildings might look like. And the basic concept is to get rid of those terrible portables at the back of the school and to build some lovely new buildings that are really state-of-the-art modern buildings, a bit like the STEM Centre, which I know that you work out of currently, and I've seen how much the students are enjoying those new facilities. So this is really about, as I said, improving the look of the teaching areas and make them really 21st century learning. And of course the other part is of planning for the provision of the Year 7 students who will move into high school in 2022. So it's ensuring that there's enough learning spaces and opportunities for those students.
And then finally, an update please about the Port Lincoln High School principal's position.
Yes, happy to do that. Greg Barry, the principal who's been on long service leave for a little while, has signalled to us that he will be retiring. And we will be advertising the new principal job for 2020. So I've met with the Governing Council and also the Personnel Advisory Committee to talk about the fact that that job needs to be advertised. Currently, Todd George is acting in that role and doing a fabulous job. So we're really looking forward to getting that job advertised and being able to support Port Lincoln High to continue to provide great education for the students of Port Lincoln.
Thank you for that update. And one of Todd's major decisions this year has been to finish every podcast with a joke. We've challenged you to come up with one, and I believe you've got one about school.
I do, and I hope you're going to laugh. What did the buffalo say to his little boy when he dropped him off at school?
I don't know.
Bye, son.
Thanks very much.